Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa, ngā Tanahira toko ingoa. This is your Wātea News. From tomorrow, all whānau ora vaccination providers will allow walk-up vaccinations for Māori and Pacifica people. Whānau ora commissioning agency chief executive John Tamihiri says that's the best way to lift the numbers of Māori being vaccinated. He says the present booking system works well for middle-class Asian and white New Zealanders who can only make appointments by phone or online, but also having the resources to stay in queues. He says all vaccination centres have excess capacity to cater for any extra demand, given the number of daily no-shows for booked appointments. He says the proof was in the data, with just 3,000 of the 57,000 vaccinations administered so far by Te Whānau o Waipareira in West Auckland going into Māori arms. Mr Tamihiri says the Whānau Ora Commissioning Agency will launch a social media campaign tomorrow, telling Māori they have a right to turn up at their nearest vaccination centre. Te Hauora o Ngāpuhi today launched its mobile outreach service, a partnership with St John's Ambulance to check on the welfare of people in remote areas and get them vaccinated against COVID-19. Chief Executive Te Ropu Poa says it's a response to feedback the health service gets from whānau calling its helpline.
Our elderly or most vulnerable do not feel safe leaving their whare during the lockdown. There's other reported challenges associated to disabilities and transport, because we don't have public transport to get to their vaccination appointments. Given our low vaccination rates for Māori, we see this as a pathway of engaging and just checking on people in their bubbles.
Te Ropu Poa says the outreach team includes both an ambulance and a four-wheel drive to reach homes which the ambulance can't get to. Former Regional Economic Development Minister Shane Jones says the allocation of water rights to three Far North iwi is a major step forward. Te Aupauri, Te Rārawa and Ngāi Takoto were among 22 organisations from Awanui to Te Kau who were this week granted consents to tap into the Aupauri aquifer, mainly to irrigate avocado plantations. Mr Jones says rather than fighting through the courts for water ownership, tribes need to go through the statutory allocation processes and invest in water storage and sophisticated irrigation systems to make the best use of the resource.
Now, it may sound a bit far-fetched for Kaitaia, but sadly, new regulations are inevitably on their way, and there's nothing to stop the iwi of Taitokero, indeed the Far North, being at the cutting edge of how you get the best outcomes for a precious resource, water.
Shane Jones says Northland Regional Council is taking a pragmatic approach to the region's water needs, and he hopes the Department of Conservation won't slow progress by appealing the consents, as some local staff seem to be pushing for. And that is your...